Dreamscape presents Lady Anna's Favour by Karen Tuft, narrated by Hannah Curtis. To Stephen, my hero and eternal companion. Chapter 1. March, 1814. It had been an exceedingly difficult winter, and Lady Anna Clifton was grateful it was coming to an end. Papa's injured hip and leg had ached terribly from the cold all winter long. He also seemed to be growing weaker, especially after they'd received the terrible news that her eldest brother John had died of pneumonia while visiting his in-laws with his wife Sarah and their little daughter Betty for the Christmas holidays.
"I must write to Avery,"
Papa had said at the time.
"Avery must return home immediately. I must have my heir here at Clifton Hall. Not in the military. Here."
Ever since that dreadful news, Papa had spent most of each day seated in his favourite chair next to the fireplace in the parlour, a blanket over his lap and a shawl around his shoulders, napping on and off throughout the day, waiting for Anna's only other brother, Avery, to write or return. But now it was March, and spring seemed to have arrived at last, and today's sunny weather gave Anna hope. Hope that Papa's health would improve, despite his not having received any word from Avery. She would try to convince Papa to take a turn about the garden with her. It would undoubtedly do them both good. She hadn't seen him since luncheon, and had noticed he hadn't eaten much again today, which had become a common thing as of late, and was another source of worry for her. Anna rapped on the closed door of the parlour. "Papa?" she said softly. If he was napping, she didn't want to awaken him. "Papa?" She opened the door to peek inside, when she again received no answer. He sat quietly facing the fireplace in his chair, draped in his shawl, his hands resting on the lap blanket. His head rested against the back of the chair and his eyes were closed. "Papa?" Anna said again, approaching him. He didn't move. The mail must have arrived while she'd been in her room reading after luncheon, for there were a few letters on the small table that stood next to Papa's chair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?